Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what is up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Today I've got a great interview with Darren Slaughter of darrenslaughter.com. I had Darren on the show once before in episode number 4, where we talked about how to design a contractor website that works and brings in qualified leads. And that was a great interview, and you're going to want to go back and check that out. Darren helps contractors build brands and businesses online through social media management, responsive website design, and content marketing. If you're a contractor trying to figure out social media or websites, blogging, he's the guy you want to talk to. He's got 20 years of experience working with only contractors. No dentists or pizza joints, so he knows what works and what doesn't in online marketing for contractors. Derek's got a weekly newsletter I've subscribed to for a couple of years, and every Sunday morning it pops up with some actionable tips that you can use in your business, and you ought to check that out and sign up. Also follow him on Twitter. He's got a lot of good stuff coming out there. He uses a simple formula that's proven over and over again to help you sell. And that's to get prospects to know, like, and trust you. You can find out more about Darren at darrenslaughter.com. But today I want to talk to Darren about Facebook marketing. And we're going to cover the 5 steps that it takes to run a successful Facebook campaign. So let's just jump into the interview with Darren Slaughter. Hey, Darren, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having me.
I've got a ton of questions about Facebook ads for contractors, but before we get into that, I just wanted to touch on what's going on with the websites coming into 2018, because we covered some great material in our last interview, which was episode number 4, which was how to design a contractor website that works and brings in qualified leads. We got some great feedback on that show. And I just wanted to see if what's going on with the websites. Can you give us just a couple of tips coming into 2018, what we should be doing, and what are some of the common mistakes that you see the contractors are still making?
Sure. So there's some obvious missteps that I see a lot of contractors take in terms of how they utilize the images they have for their website. And I think we talked about it before, so I'll just kind of get into it briefly here. Mm-hmm. Since I think the number is 90%. I think 90% of the time people decide to do business with you based on your website. So, you know, it's great that they go and they find you on other sites, you know, whether it be Houzz or Merchant Circle, wherever they happen to find you. But at some point, they're going to come back to your place on the web, and that's your website. And, you know, from an image standpoint, your images, the bulk of your images and the work that you do and the verification of the work that you do should be on your website. It should be everything leads people back to your website. So, you know, when you're creating that mystique, when you're telling your story, tell it on your own website first and tell it on your own website last, because that's where the people are deciding to do business with you. So, and kind of to roll that up into 2 other pages that, you know, I see are getting less and less attention these days because there's so much focus being put on other aspects of a website. The About Us page and the Contact Us page are 2, you know, they're really utility pages. But the About Us page is really any contractor's opportunity to differentiate themselves from the rest of their competition. And, you know, when we're talking about roofs, I'm going to see my roofing contractor one time in my life, for the most part. For most occasions, I'm only going to interact with that contractor one time.
Right.
So in doing that, your About Us page really has to tell your story in a way that stands out and above from that of your competition. So, you know, a roof is a utilitarian thing. It's something that, you know, that keeps the elements out of your house. It literally is keeping a roof over your head. But inside of your About Us page, the one thing your About Us page isn't, it's not a sales page. The About Us page is your opportunity to explain to the reader why you're the best choice for them. Mm. So, you know, the best way to write an About Us page is to get into a time machine and go back to when we were in school and we had to answer the who, what, where, when, why, and how. If you take those elements of your business and yourself and write it out in an answer form, that's a great way to create an About Us page. The who part, who are you? Who's the business? The what? What is it about you? What is it about your business that makes you better than your competition? The when did you start the business? When did you get into roofing? So if you take those, the who, what, where, when, why, and how, and just create your About Us page from that, include a picture of yourself and your team and whoever else happens to work inside of the organization to create, to give you the ability to create some personalization and have somebody know who they're kind of dealing with. It helps that page do the job of selling. When everything else that you do on that website, all the services pages, all they talk about is the service that you sell. But the About Us page sells you to the reader. And a lot of times I just see the About Us page just become a secondary sales page. And that's not what its job is. Its job is to kind of pull back the curtain and shed a little light on the business and the principles inside of the business and what makes you a bit different from the rest of your competition. So if you can write your About Us page that way, you'll get a much better response from that page and you'll give your reader the ability to kind of get a better understanding of who you are and what your business is about from the information you put on that About Us page.
Right. Now, I couldn't agree with you more because this is something that's just so totally overlooked. My understanding is it's the second most visited page generally on your website.
It's the second most read page on a website, and is the page that is used to decide whether or not to do business with you the most. Because most times your services pages are just going to kind of give a description and detail of the work you do. It's never going to give pricing for the most part. So people are going to kind of derive who you are, what you're like to work with, because people want to have the know, like, and trust factor, and they get that from your About Us page. So that's why it's so important.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's such a missed opportunity for most contractors. Most likely, your homepage has done its job, and now they're coming in deeper to your website to see what you're all about, to see if you're someone that can be trusted and someone that they're going to want to do business with. And where most contractors are just talking about themselves, we, rather than here's what we can do for our prospect. I want to use the words you. Yeah, we've been in business all these years, second generation. But what it means to you is that we're going to be around when these other roofing contractors are long gone. Also, I think professional photographs are so important. Showing how you are someone that can be trusted. Also, your crews are up there looking sharp. They're clean. They've got uniforms. And you're telling a story. And keep it short and sweet. You don't need a lot of words. I see too many contractors where goes on and on. It just runs together and you just lose interest. Nobody really hears what you're saying. So you're missing the point.
Yeah. And you know, that's where you get to, you know, sprinkle in some of the competence factors. And in one sentence that you just said, you have an opportunity to build, you know, confidence with your reader in the fact that, listen, if it was your grandfather that started this business and he started it 50 years ago, I've got two competence factors that are huge. One is the fact that it's a family business. People love to work with family businesses. Two, the longevity factors that you've been in business for 50 years. And that's particularly important because, once again, you know, people aren't necessarily out there getting to know their roofing contractor. So time, the length of time that you've been in business and the fact that it's been passed from one generation to the next is a really big deal to build confidence with your reader, because, you know, the people that you that don't hire you, you never get to hear from. You never get to know why they didn't pick up the phone and call you or send you an email. They just leave and go somewhere else. Well, I'm telling you that a huge reason they leave you is if you don't give them the confidence factors they need to pick up that phone or send you the email. The second page that oftentimes gets overlooked is the Contact Us page. Now, the Contact Us page is literally where the rubber meets the road on a website. It is where you should absolutely, without question, thank them for stopping by, thank them for coming, thank them for spending time on your website. And it's where you should ask for the least amount of information possible to get back in touch with the reader.
Right.
The contact form on a contact page isn't a qualification form. It's just to get information. You don't need to ask their last names. You don't need to ask the physical street address. You don't need to ask them whether it's better to call them at night or during the day and list five different phone numbers. The more data points that you ask for, each data point represents a 10% loss of conversion with the number of data points you ask for. So in other words, by asking best time, address, last name, service requesting, each one of those selects knocks your chances down 10% of that form converting. Just ask, the job of that form is to get you in touch with the reader. Ask for their first name, ask for their phone number, their email address, and why they're getting in touch with you. And the reason people won't fill out that form is because they know full well that you can go out and do as much homework on them as you're doing as they are on you. So you just want to give them as the least amount of homework as possible in order for you to be able to pick up the phone at some point and reach out to them.
The last thing I want to talk about, just on the websites, do we still have contractors that don't have a mobile responsive website?
You know, I was just, like I said, I just spent the last 10 days in London, and I met with a group of contractors, and probably half of the group of contractors still don't have websites at all. So there's still a disconnect, because a lot of times contractors that aren't necessarily have caught up with the rest of their vertical are contractors who have done well enough living off of referral business that they haven't felt the need to pay attention to what the rest of the market is requiring. And it's only when that business falls off that they feel the need to then get involved. So listen, not only aren't there enough websites out there that are responsive, there's not enough websites out there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, the last time we talked, you had an offer out there as far as doing a website review. And we talked about if your website's more than a couple of years old in this day and age, you really need to make some changes. And just simple, I think it's a no-brainer to use this service that you offer. Can you tell us a little about that as far as just taking a quick look and doing a review, making some suggestions? How does that work?
Yeah, so I've got flavors of website review. The first one is a video review, and the second one is just a basic contextual review of your website. And basically what both will do is it will be me walking through your website as a user looking to hire you and giving you explicit directions and instructions and comments on what to take. Most of the time it winds up being what to take off of that page in order to help each page of your website do its primary job. Right. Your services pages are there to help sell the reader on the work that you do. Your About Us page is there to help you sell the reader on who you are. So I'll walk through each page of your website and give you explicit direction on what I would do if that was my website to help it convert better and get you more leads. That's the only job a website really has, or it's not the only job, it's its primary job. The primary job of your website is to convert readers into from prospects into leads. That's why you have it, or else you wouldn't have it at all. You wouldn't need it. So the website review, either the video review where I just walk through, where you'll get a video of me going through your site and highlighting points on each page, or the contextual review where I'll just I'll just note down whatever changes you should make on each page, and you'll get that back, and you'll be able to walk through each page of your website and make those changes. And if you're not able to make those changes, you know, then we can help you make those changes as well. But it'll give you a good understanding of what you need to do to your website to help it do its primary job, which is convert readers into leads.
Right, right. And it's not just a static brochure that you're throwing out there. There's a purpose for that website, as you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, a website has a lot of heavy lifting to do. Like I said, its primary goal is to convert readers into leads, but it also has to provide information to people about who you are and what you are, what your hours are, what your policies are. You know, there's a website, again, has a lot of heavy lifting to do, but its primary goal is to help you sell. But I see a lot of times that websites get away from that and they get more into the information, you know, the information game, where they just want to provide information, or they have the bare minimum that, you know, isn't going to do any conversion at all. You know, a lot of times, especially in the roofing vertical, contractors won't necessarily pay that much attention to their website because they don't think that they get a lot of business from their website. But I can tell you that if nothing else, the website's at least a trust factor that people will use to decide whether or not to do business with you based on or predicated on what your website looks and feels like to them when they're looking at it.
Well, that's some great information on the websites, but let's get into Facebook marketing.
And, sure.
You know, I love these cat videos and so forth, and that's about as much as I know about Facebook. But I've tried some Google AdWords a few times, and you know, I just didn't get anything, really get any action from that. The leads that I did get were a bunch of garbage. So you're telling me that Facebook is now a lot better and we should be focusing on that. Is that what I hear?
Yeah, I mean, I think in going into 2018 and beyond, at least for the foreseeable future, I don't necessarily see anything that from a cost basis or a effectiveness basis really has the opportunity or the ability to compete with Facebook. You know, Facebook really is the 800-pound gorilla right now when it comes to marketing online, especially for roofing contractors. Anybody who has, you know, spent a minute playing the AdWords game knows that, you know, the average click cost for a Google AdWords lead or keyword is probably in the teens right now. It's probably anywhere from $12 to $25, depending per click, depending on the keyword that you're trying to acquire a lead for. Facebook isn't set up based on keywords. It's set up based on interests, and how that works with Facebook you're casting a wider net. You know, whereas with AdWords, you know, AdWords is kind of like the old Yellow Pages, in that was for the bottom of the funnel, where people that were ready to buy went to look and hired from. Facebook kind of talks to people that have an interest in what it is you do, or at least are thinking about what you do. So you're able to talk to more people who aren't necessarily ready to buy today, but maybe ready to buy 6 months from now. So there's a great opportunity to talk to capture leads now, but to also fill a pipeline, fill a funnel that of people who may be ready to get work done 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm buying into this. So I'm going to give this a run. I want to talk about the steps that I need to take to make this happen. And we talked about 5 steps. And let's go through the first one, which is the overall strategy. What is it that we're trying to do? Tell me a little about that. And let's start off with just that strategy first.
So the strategy with Facebook is really trying to talk to as many people inside of the market that you want to operate in as possible. And the reason for that is this, whereas, for example, let's go back to AdWords. In AdWords, if you were talking to 100 people that were ready to buy, you might be able to close 10 of them. okay? And, you know, it's a regular, it's a 10% closing ratio, good, bad, or whatever. But on the Facebook side of the house, the strategy should be to talk to a lot more people, to open that up, open that pipeline up and talk to people. Let's say about 30% of the people you talk to on Facebook have absolutely no interest in what you're doing. And then 30% of the people are thinking about what you're doing and know that they have to do it at some point. And another 30% of the people are actively thinking about and talking to people about doing what you do. And then the last 10% are people that are ready to buy and ready to go as well. Now, in Facebook's world, you now have an opportunity to talk to 40% of that market, which is a lot more than getting a swing at the bat at the 100 people that you would get on AdWords who are actively looking to buy right now. So you have a better opportunity to get more swings at the bat than you would just using AdWords. And oh, by the way, you get to do it at a much cheaper rate on a per-click basis.
Right.
So from a strategy standpoint and from an ad budget standpoint, that's what makes Facebook a no-brainer.
Got it. Okay. The second thing is, it seems to me that we've really got to identify our ideal customer, and we've got to be clear on who that is and what it is that we do as a contractor and the type of services that we have. What can you tell me about that? How do we go about that? Because, you know, this is something that I harp on so often, is so many contractors want to be everything to everybody rather than really focusing down on who is that ideal customer, and everything should be directed to that. I think Facebook ads is something that really does that. And you can really get down to the gnat's ass when you're targeting the right type of prospect. Am I right?
You are. But I would tell you this, the funny thing with that dynamic is you would think that would be the best play, right? Would be to drill down as possibly as far down the funnel as you could get. Well, I'm going to tell you that the best results that we're seeing, the best results that are being obtained out there are for people that have pulled back a bit and are just looking to, you know, if you just went into Facebook and you just worked a market based on zip code and home ownership, you're going to get a lot more attention in your campaign than if you were trying to drill down into people that, if you were trying to drill down into five or six different category selects and get at what you think is your ideal customer. Because again, by using a broader audience, right, by touching more people, you get to talk to people who aren't necessarily in the buying frenzy right now, but will be next week. So while everything in marketing teaches you that you want to drill down as deep as you can to get at the guy or girl who basically almost has their hand in their pocket or wallet or purse ready to buy, Facebook, the best part about Facebook is giving you the ability to talk to a much broader audience. And by talking to that broader audience, you're talking to more people who are in a process somewhere in that buying cycle of buying what you sell.
Got it. I like it. You're right about that. I agree. Now, number three, let's talk about ad copy. So, and images. We want to get that click. What's kind of copy and images? I mean, how do we get them to click on it?
Right. So. Yeah. Again, you depending on where that person is that in that process, you know, your ad copy and imagery really, and let's talk about images for a second. You know, in terms of imagery, you really are kind of just using a picture to tell a story, because a lot of times with Facebook advertising, the picture does as much selling as the ad copy itself. And the reason I say that is because Facebook limits any text that you try to lay on top of your image to 20%. So let's say you have, you know, a full image to use. Only 20% of that image can be taken up by text. So if you don't know what that means, and it kind of sounds abstract, there's not a lot of text you can get on an image in a Facebook ad that and stay inside of that 20%. So that's why on a lot of ads you don't see, on a lot of ads you see on Facebook, you don't see any text on the image. You just let the image do the selling, okay? So let's say, for example, you have a roofing contractor who does emergency service. You would use you know, some type of stormy night, hole in the roof kind of thing as your image. And then you would use, you know, the body copy, the ad copy, you know, whatever you would use to create, whatever you've used in the past to create an ad selling that 24-hour emergency service. And, you know, they're a little more, the ads are a little more forgiving in terms of how much you're allowed to say, how many words you're allowed to use, depending on, you know, how you're setting up the ad. But the ad copy and the image really work hand in hand, where in, say, AdWords, it really just kind of is the focusing on a keyword. With the image in Facebook, with the text that you use, you really want to tell a story, show a story, versus just trying to find a keyword that gets the most clicks in AdWords.
Okay. All right. I've done that well. I've got a good image. I've got good copy. I'm getting them to click. So our number four step, they click. Where am I sending them? Where are they going?
Right. So a lot of, we're probably 90% of campaigns fall off a cliff is you'll then wind up sending that click to your homepage. Right. And that's probably the worst place you can send paid traffic to is your homepage, because your homepage is, you know, a junk drawer on your website. It really is kind of say, you know, a lot of things about a lot of things you do. So you want to send that traffic to a customized landing page, whether that's internal on your website or it's a page that you set up, you know, specifically to send traffic to. Have, you know, very little text. You want enough text there to kind of tell your story. You're not trying to sell them. You're just trying to get the job of that landing page is to convert that reader into a warm lead by having them fill out a contact form. And that contact form is supposed to ask the least amount of information it can, just to kind of give you the ability to get in touch with them. So the primary thing is to send them to a page that talks about the specific topic that you're trying to sell. So, you know, in Facebook, if you're selling 24-hour emergency service, it should take them to a page that covers that with the least amount of content on there as possible, but with a lead capture form that sends them that captures that information and gets them in touch with you as soon as possible.
Okay. So I've done that. They've gone to my landing page. What do I do to monitor the results? How do I know if this thing is working or not? What can I expect? And how do I know if that's successful? Would be our fifth step.
Well, you know, tracking the success rate of a campaign really comes down to the number of conversions that you're getting from that, right? So, you know, you can kind of get the geeky side of it and track, you know, conversions to a thank you page. Now, if somebody winds up on a thank you page, you know that they filled out the form. You know, if the phone rings and they say, hey, I saw your ad on Facebook, or if you have an offer inside of your ad, excuse me, if you have an offer on your ad that is only applicable to that particular ad and where they see it, you can kind of track your conversion rate. You can do it with Google Analytics, which is really geeky, or you can use a third-party service for landing page optimization, or I'm sorry, not optimization, but landing page creation. They'll kind of give you the analytics you need. But really, you know, it's like I think one of the best lines I ever heard, they were talking about to Donald Trump years ago, and they said, how do you know when the economy's good? He says, I know the economy's good when my phone rings. So, you know, I think the best gauge to track whether or not the campaign's successful is whether or not your phone is ringing or whether or not you're getting emails. You know, a lot of times contractors don't, you know, they're not tracking analytics. They just want to know, are they getting business from this particular medium? And I think if you set it up the right way, doing what you do, I think over time with the right budgets, you know, you can have a successful campaign. What your particular results are, you know, your mileage may vary, and that, you know, it all depends on a lot of different things, you know, in marketing. And that's where, you know, you're a partner with your marketing in that, you know, you have to do your due diligence. If you get five leads and you let them sit in between the seats of your truck for a week and a half, well, you know, that's kind of on you.
Right. All right. Well, I can see I don't want anything to do with this. This is too complicated for me to handle myself, because I want to go out and sell some roofs, man. That's where the money is, and that's what I know how to do. I looked at your website, and you got a ton of information there. You've got three secrets to improve the chances of having a successful campaign. Could you talk about those three secrets that you have, and basically, how do you go about it? Because I can see this is too complicated, and I don't want to screw around with this, but I do see what the benefit of Facebook ads. Could you tell me a little about that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny when I think about what we do. The service we provide is a marketing service to help contractors generate more business. But what I actually sell is time, right? There's nothing that we do that you can't do. The problem is that it gets to a point where, you know, it almost has to be a full-time job in and of itself. So we just sell you back time. So while you're out selling roofs and you're out doing roofs, you know, we're back here to helping and creating and generating leads for you to continue to go and do that. You know, the three key factors that make or break any contractor in today's world, the three secrets are the know, like, and trust factor, right? There's a commoditization in roofing, whereas one roof from another roof isn't much different. It's the same stuff. It's the same material. It's the same process. The only difference is whether or not the people know you, like you, and can trust you. And, you know, through what we're able to do for contractors over the long term, which is social media management, blog management, and websites, we kind of give you the ability to play the long game of the marketing online and develop that know, like, and trust that people need to feel in order to pick up the phone and reach out and talk to you. So that's great content, whether it be on your website or on your blog, and we can do both. That's social media management. So while you're out swinging a hammer on a roof or laying down shingles, you know, we're back here writing content for your blog that explains that process and helps educate people who are looking to do what you do. And then, you know, from a website, the website is building confidence in people that you can do the things that you say you can do. And we show them proof of that through images and through verification with testimonials and through great layout and design that moves them through the sales process without them feeling like they're being sold to at all. And that's really kind of the trick to generating leads digitally online in today's world.
Well, in wrapping up, I suggest everybody go check out the website because Darren's got a ton of information on there, give you a good feel of what's going on and some of the services that he's got. But tell our listeners how they can get more information and get in contact with you.
Right. So, you know, to get in contact with us, you know, we're a 10-person team, but, you know, I handle all of the incoming calls and all the incoming inquiries. So, you know, I'm not going to lay you off to a sales team or a sales manager or anything like that. You're going to talk directly with me. The best way to reach me is either pick up the phone and give us a call, 215-740-2713, or email me at darren@darrenslaughter.com, or go to the website and hit me up through the contact us form, contact us page, and I'll get right back to you.
Well, that's some awesome information, Darren. I really appreciate you coming on again today. Always learn something, and I think the future of Facebook ads is really where it's at, and people should really call and get in touch with you and just talk about it.
Dave, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on again.
You bet. Take care. Thanks. That's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you enjoy the show, leave me a review on iTunes. You can just go down to the show notes and click on the review button. It's great to have a little pat on the back once in a while and keeps me motivated to bring on some great guests and put this show out for you. Also, check out the website at theroofershow.com. Sign up for the updates where you get some good tips and some cut-to-the-chase summaries of some of the older shows. There's some good stuff. So check that out. Sign up. And we will see you next week on The Roofer Show.